And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. My guests today are Dr. Carla Phillips with Yavapai College. We have Rhonda Hollister with the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona and Katherine Anderson with Yavapai College. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cadford Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's his plan.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Gardening in the mountains can be challenging. For local tips and tricks, tune into The Mountain Gardener with Ken Lane.
More cut Christmas trees will be sold the first week in December, but not all of them will be fresh. Tune in this week to learn how to pick the freshest tree on the lot. Guaranteed! We might even get into fresh wreaths and garlands. You'll be a fresh greens and trees pro after this week's show.
The Mountain Gardener, three times every weekend, every Saturday and Sunday at 8 in the morning, and again at 11 on Saturdays, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with our first guest, Rhonda Hollister, with Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona. Hey, Rhonda, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you? I'm happy to be here.
Good, I'm happy to have you here. So, Boys and Girls Club, I know that there's one in Prescott Valley. Is there now a new location, correct?
Yes, we have a teen center that we opened in Chino.
So it's just designed for teens?
Correct. 10 to 18.
So 10 to 18. So a 10-year-old is considered a teen already?
This day and age, yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. So from 10-year-olds to 18.
Correct, as long as they're enrolled in school.
And they can come to the Boys and Girls Club. Now, let me just ask you, what is the Boys and Girls Club and why would we need it?
The Boys and Girls Club is a great nonprofit after-school program that promotes a lot of just interactive in the community ideas for our youth, you know, to get them more involved. Service projects, Smart Girls programs, lots of, they love Dancing for the Stars. That's a great.
Oh, fun.
Yes, it's great.
So they get to do a lot of community service projects, basically, and it's just for them to be there after school.
Yes, so that they're busy and not staying out of trouble. You know, we do a lot of programming for them, help them with homework, just keep them safe and busy so parents can work.
Right. When I was a kid, it was unfortunate that, like, you know, the only after school program I got was tutoring. Not fun.
Right.
Totally not fun, but necessary for me. So I was just one of those students. So you guys have a lot that's going on at the teen center.
We do. We have a lot going on, especially for the holidays. We have a lot going on. We have cookies with Santa on the 7th.
Okay, so you guys are doing a December to Remember.
Correct.
At Memory Park, and that is a big, huge celebration, and that's in conjunction with the town of Chino Valley, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, and you guys are going to leap in as well, and I think that's a great addition. So you guys are doing, you said, cookies?
Yes, we're decorating gingerbread men and other assortment sugar cookies. It should be fun for the kids.
So the kids can go there. So what will happen is there's going to be activities that day, fun things for the kids to do, and then Santa will arrive by helicopter, and all the kids can go out and visit Santa, talk with Santa. So meanwhile, they can also come and decorate cookies.
Correct.
Stay what warm, a wonderful addition.
Drink hot chocolate, hang out with us, see what we do at the club.
And what are some of the things that you do at the club currently? Because I know I was there, and I was actually there for your grand opening. And I was playing foosball. It was so much fun.
Yes, we have a foosball table. We have a shuffleboard. We have video games, y'all. Video games for the kids. I know that's not like a huge seller to parents, but the kids love to come be interactive. We have great computers, media program. We have that. Currently trying to build a census so we could do more fun programs with the kids.
Right. And you guys are also, so for the Boys and Girls Club, how much is it to join if you wanted to bring your child?
Okay, so currently we are waiving all fees until the beginning of January.
Oh, wow.
2020, yes. So you can just come check out the
club.
Wow. Nothing's lost.
All fees are waived.
That's
for
correct.
Just from now to January.
Yes, and then it's $55 a year.
Holy moly, $55 a year. Daycare, anything else is way more expensive
yes.
than that. So $55 a year. Enroll your child, and it gives them something that they can do. And you said you had like a media program. So is that for kids that are interested in, you know, videoing and
yes, computers, making movies, any of that. We have a great media director.
That's awesome. So they get the chance to just really hone in on those skills.
Yes.
That'd
absolutely.
Be so much fun. So you guys do a little bit of everything with these teens.
We do. Just help them be interactive in the community and, you know, life skills. That's what we're trying to
And is
for.
There any scholarships available? So let's say, you know, you've got multiple kids and that $55, you know, is hard to come by. What could I do as a family?
Yes, we do offer scholarship programs to qualifying families, and if you have siblings that come, you get prorated discounts for that too.
For that too.
Yes.
So maybe this is a perfect holiday gift, you know, to give to somebody.
Yeah,
if
that
you
would
know
be amazing.
You've got somebody, you know, that has a teen, a preteen, 10 to 18. This is a really great holiday gift to give them. Probably the gift of, you know, having something to do after school, but something fun. You know, not necessarily just hanging out at mom and dad's office for the, you know, 1 or 2 hours that you've got left for the rest of the day.
Correct.
But this is something fun that they can do.
Absolutely.
And I know that you've got other events coming up. So what are some of your other events?
So we started a few weeks ago something called $5 Family Friday.
Wow.
Which is, it's like older movies, but it's a lot of fun. Come hang out at the community center and watch a movie. And then 6 to 18-year-olds can come and just hang out from 6 to 9. Their parents don't have to be with them. 5 and under has to be accompanied by an adult. But you can come hang out at the club, interact, play the games, or watch the movie. Snacks are included. Drinks and snacks.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So $5 Fridays. I got to get this straight. $5 Fridays. And so kids under the age of 5 have to be accompanied by an adult, but they can come.
Correct.
Awesome. And kids 6 and up can actually just be left there?
Yep, for date night, 3 hours.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. I was like, that's
for $5.
Perfect date night. Well, you know what? And right now, it's the hustle and bustle of, you know, we've got to get those holiday gifts. The kids are in the house. You got to wrap those holiday gifts. You know how hard it is to wrap the gifts while the kids are around? So this is the perfect opportunity for that $5 Friday to, you know, take the kids, drop them off, go have them watch a movie, get to know other kids, and really get home and start doing all your wrapping.
Right, correct. Our first $5 Family Friday is December 13th. And our second is the 27th.
So December 13th.
We're showing the Polar Express.
Oh, fun.
And we're having a pajama party.
Oh, that's even more fun.
Yes.
Okay, pajama party and Polar Express. And then when's the next one?
December 27th.
Okay. So great opportunities for parents. December 13th, December 27th. That is the $5 Family Fridays. A totally great opportunity to take advantage of. I'm telling you, I tried wrapping presents with my daughter at home. And she's only 3. So mind you, I don't think she really knows what Christmas is quite yet. And I was wrapping gifts and she's all, oh, mine, mine, mine. And I wish I would have, you know, had some place to drop her off I could appropriately, like, wrap the gifts. Because now what happened is, now that she sees all the gifts or saw all the wrapping paper, now I'm totally
happy. She wants
what's
inside of it.
Well, main thing is, these were from Santa.
Right.
So now Santa needs to buy some more different wrapping paper. Because even at 3, she'll figure that out. And she'll be like, no, this came from Mom. So what a great opportunity, you know, for families out there. I know moms, dads, all of you parents out there that are looking for something, this is a really great opportunity. $5 Fridays at the Boys and Girls Club. Whoa, wow, I can't even believe that.
Yes.
And they'll just get to watch December 13th, you said, Polar Express.
Yes.
Come in your pajamas. 5 and under must be accompanied by an adult, which
correct.
Is totally acceptable. I understand that. And 6 and over can be dropped off.
Yes.
What a fun day. Is it just watching a movie or is there arts and crafts? Is there anything else?
Yeah, no, we are going to be watching a movie, The Polar Express, as I said. And then for those that aren't, you know, they lose interest in things. So
absolutely.
We will have some fun, exciting, interactive stuff going on in the club for them to do, too, if that's not an option.
Super fun. What time is this from?
6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Wow. So that's perfect. Like you said, a date night, wrap your gifts, do a little Christmas shopping. 6 to 9 p.m. Perfect. And you guys are also doing the Cookies for Santa,
yes.
And that's on December 7th for December to Remember. Where are you guys located?
So we are off of Road 1, so 1527 North Road 1 East.
Wow, okay.
And that's right by the pool, like the community center and the
so
pool.
So you're right by the community center and you're next door to the pool.
Correct.
So what a great location for Chino Valley. And like you said, the cost to join is
$55 a year.
Or free.
Free
from...
until the beginning of the year.
Perfect. Now, Rhonda, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you? Where do they call you to get sign up for these great things that are going on?
Yeah, perfect. So they can reach us at our club number at 928-227-1971.
Perfect. That was... And do you have a Facebook? Do you guys have...
We do. Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona is our Facebook page. It's linked with Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Chino.
Perfect. Rhonda Hollister with the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Lorette.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump, and a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, wishing all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Adam, you didn't leave anything for me.
Well, you could tell everyone to call Gettle's for furnace tune-ups and plumbing repairs.
But you just did that.
How about just a simple thank you to all of our customers?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adam.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Warm holiday wishes from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Call 928-567-2200. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
'Twas the month of December, a December to remember. At Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel, something big is coming. So magical and bright, making every family cheer with delight. Oh, to see the faces filled with glee as they skate on our ice rink or sit on Santa's knee. So bring the entire family. It's going to be so much fun. An amazing experience, second to none. See you this December, a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with my next guest, Dr. Carla Phillips with Yavapai College. Hey, Carla, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, no, absolutely. So Yavapai College, like we talked about the last time, there's always something going on there.
There is, and I think a lot of people don't know that the college has something called three board ends, and what that is three objectives for the college that are decided by our district governing board, and one of those is to prepare students for transfer to university. One is to provide a cultural hub for the community, which is kind of cool,
yeah,
the performing arts center, art shows, things like that. But the third one is the one that I'm involved in as the Associate Dean of Career and Technical Ed, and that's workforce development.
Awesome.
Right. And that's very important for our community. And a couple of areas that we've been seeing recently that really have a high demand where employers are really begging for workers is in the construction industry. And another one that a lot of people don't think about is commercial driving.
Wow. I didn't even think about that one. I knew the construction industry. Uh-huh. I know that we're hurting for construction workers, but I didn't know about the commercial driving.
Yeah, and this is one where we've just developed a new program for it. There's a new rule by the Department of Transportation that's going to stop all of just independent or private trainings for that unless they get certified as a third-party provider through the Department of Transportation. And we've received that certification. And, it's a very rigorous process to apply, and you really have to meet some stringent standards on your training course and your routes and everything. So we have all that set up, and we have a couple ways for people to come in and approach that. We have a class where people who just need to get their permit can come in and get their permit. But then we have the behind-the-wheel training that comes after that, and that is a certificate, a full-on certificate.
Now, do you guys provide the big rigs over there at the college?
We do. We have a tractor-trailer rig, so we're all set up. We have, in commercial driving, you can get a Class B, Class C, Class A, and we can help with all of those. And so we have Class B trucks on the property. that we can help train to start out with.
Okay.
And then transition people into the big tractor trailer rig, which you need for the Class A.
Okay. And what's a Class B kind of truck? Like a...
Class B would be like a utility truck,
okay.
A propane truck, a trash truck.
Okay.
So a lot of the delivery trucks in the area would be Class B.
Okay.
And then Class A, you're going to a
Learning
larger
a lot
size.
Today.
Yeah, you've got an articulated trailer on the back instead of a cab over
okay.
or just a truck. And
so that's where all the different classes are.
Right, right. So Class A is the top level, and we needed to go down that road because our line work students need that. But the demand in the marketplace, I mean, we run the, Indeed.com has a job
right.
posting, and we run that every week and take a look at it. And, you know, I mentioned construction. There's been like 1,000 to 7,000 jobs posted a week in construction, and, but also
Holy
in.
Holy cow, that's
yeah.
a ton of jobs. Just in construction alone.
Oh, actually, the 1,000 to 7,000 is in the commercial driving.
Okay.
Every single week posted. And then to compare it to construction is about 3,000 to 5,000. So they're both very high demand, but like you mentioned, the commercial driving is one a lot of people don't think about.
No.
And there are a lot of local jobs in that.
Exactly.
I mean, we have employers lining up to hire our graduates in that program. We have Fan Construction, we have Donaldson Trucking, CTI, BLA Trucking, Ace Hardware comes to us, all the beverage distributors are looking for people, propane delivery, the trash trucks, I mean, it's just unlimited on the local jobs, because if I look even in just Yavapai County, there's 50 to 70 jobs posted a week for Prescott.
Wow, and what's the starting pay on these? Because I know their average is pretty high right now.
Yeah, they can make a pretty good annual salary. Most are probably looking at around $40,000 to $60,000 on
that.
That's
still great.
That's good. You can
yeah.
definitely get a living wage off of that. And sometimes there's a lot of flexibility.
Absolutely.
So we're really excited about having it and getting that third party certification. And so
now you guys are certified in every way, shape, and form.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically through ADOT that you guys went through this process.
We did.
Great.
And then we're an accredited college with the Higher Learning
Absolutely.
Commission.
Absolutely.
And so students can come through and get the training that they need and be hired immediately as they come out. I mean, of course, we don't guarantee jobs.
Right.
But like I said, they're lining up. They're asking us
people
all the time.
Asking,
we need
yep.
to hire people. Yeah. And this is also a program that's federal financial aid eligible.
Okay.
So students can apply for the financial aid and get it all paid for. It's also one that is supported by the Northern Arizona Council of Governments, or NACOG. So there's a couple different funding sources.
What I really liked about you just saying this is it's local. There are local opportunities. Because sometimes when we think about, you know, being a truck driver, you're thinking long distance, you're going to be gone from your family for weeks at a time. And and I'd never thought about the local aspect, you know, some of the local companies that you said were hiring.
Yeah.
And that's really great because, yes, you do get to drive and use that CDL, but you can stay locally.
You can. And it's funny, when we first moved to Arizona, my husband wanted a retirement job.
Right.
And he thought, I'm going to be a truck driver. And he got his Class A, and he'd been a CEO of a company before that, right? And he's like, I don't want to have an employees. I want to be kind of independent. I want to be, you know, behind that wheel, traveling down the highway. And he really enjoyed doing that work. Yeah.
So that was a good route for him.
It was. It was a sense of freedom for him, you know,
Perfect.
To get out there and do some driving. And his was all within Arizona. It was local work.
It was
yeah.
local work, uh-huh. too. Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't think about it, you know, because when I hear truck driving, I do tend to think, you know, you're traveling long distances, you're always on the road,
mm-hmm.
and it really, there's a lot of opportunities, like you said.
There are local, and some people want to travel. There certainly
right.
are the jobs traveling on the road, and I met a couple once when I was camping that they lived out of their truck, and they took jobs so that they could travel across the states they wanted to see. So
Fun.
So there's a lot of ways you can look at it as, you know, part-time, full-time, a way to have some independence, a way to get out and travel if
right.
that's what you want. Or, like you said, get local jobs.
Exactly. And even in the construction realm, too. Everyone's looking for different workers, different types of work.
They are. And like Fan Construction, their jobs in CDL, Class A, is what we call horizontal construction, which means helping to build roads.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so they're looking for drivers, but it's as part of construction.
But it is a part of construction as well.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So are the classes already started for this, or when does this come about?
Well, we're just finishing up our fall classes.
Okay.
So people would need to enroll for the spring semester, which starts January 13th, but enrollment is open now. So they can go to.
Funny to say spring semester.
I know.
Because, you know, we have snow outside, you know, we're walking through all this snow. So yes, so it would be the spring semester.
That starts in January.
That starts in January. That's funny.
Yeah.
So spring semester that starts in January. So they're going to be registering. It's open enrollment now.
Right. They can enroll now. They can fill out their financial aid forms. They can go visit NACOG to see about funding. They can just enroll in the class. You know, even if they don't have the funding set up, they can go ahead and get enrolled for now and pay for that later.
So
when
NACOG
they start the class.
Will help them a little bit with the funding, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great resource too.
It is. That one's been really helpful for the workforce development in this entire community. They've been a great resource for our students.
So people can look at. So you don't have the excuse, you know, if you can't afford it, there are scholarships out there. NACOG's willing to help fund. So really, it's a great opportunity to just get involved in our community and get educated.
Yeah. And it ties in with other areas of interest people might have, like our diesel mechanics, people that get trained in that.
Gotcha.
If they also have a Class A, then they can go out and help with these horizontal construction crews and come pick up the vehicles and take them in to get work done. So you can tie it into other areas, you know, that people might have an interest in or want to be involved in.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at Yavapai College. Wow. And so that's one of the classes that's being offered in the springtime.
Right. There's hundreds of classes.
Exactly.
But in the workforce development area, we have such a variety. I mean, from, you know, I mentioned automotive, diesel tech, there's aviation, there's welding, there's agriculture, there's, you know, animal sciences. I mean, you name it, we have it when it comes to workforce development. And if people just go to the website, which is yc.edu/Chino Valley, they'll see the courses that we have out at the Chino Valley campus, which is where the commercial driver training
course
is. Yeah,
I would imagine. You know, there's a lot of open space out there.
There it is.
And I have been out there when I've seen them drive the big rigs in and out, and they're pulling them back and backing them up. And it actually takes some skills doing that.
It does, and it takes a lot of practice. But we have that course out there, and the students can practice all day long if they want.
It looks like fun. I actually just wanted to get in it just to toot the horn, you know, but that's me. But I like that. And I, you know, like I said, I've seen the courses out there, and it's pretty amazing that they can go through something so narrow, or that they can back up. And it is kind of interesting. I would flunk, I'm telling you.
Oh, well, you wouldn't if you took our class.
I wouldn't if I took the class. But yeah, just going for it. I have a hard enough time backing up my regular car. You know, I don't know what we would do without the cameras anymore.
Well, we do have an occasional student go over a curb or get a little close to a stop sign when they're training. But, you know, we get them through that. Because it's a pretty rigorous road test.
Yes.
They need to do backing and parallel parking.
On a semi?
Uh-huh, with the trailer on.
Wow.
And then they also need to do something called a pre-trip inspection, where you have like 100 items that you need to go through and verbally explain to the instructor. So you get to practice that a lot on pointing out, you know, brakes and things in the engine that you have to check before you hit the road.
Oh, I bet. There's probably a ton of mechanics. You know, it's you know, our cars have like 3 or 4 buttons, and these probably have a ton.
Yeah. And then if they do their pre-trip and they do their backing well, then they get to go out on the road test.
Oh,
yes, yes.
So, but the road test, is it out on Perkinsville? Is it?
Well, it's actually on 89 and through Chino Valley. There's a very specific route because there's very specific things you have to do. You have to have, you know, a lane change. You have to have like 4 right turns. You have to have a bridge. You have to have a railroad track. You have to, I mean.
Do you guys have a big bumper sticker that says student driver?
We do have a magnet sign on the door. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
We probably need neon flashing lights.
Neon lights, anything that says student driver. So that way you notice that, that's what they had to do for me. I'm telling you, it took me a long time to get my driver's license.
Well, you know, I keep thinking about it occasionally. It's harder for short people, but we've had some women my size come through and they do great. And, we had one person come in. She had just been hired at, take a trailer for recreational events. So like a trailer full of kayaks or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Right? And so the company that hired her had given her a little test in the parking lot to see if she could park it and back it up, you know, and she flunked, right? Because she had never towed a trailer, never tried to back one. So she came to us and we set up an individual course for her, specific for her needs.
Fun.
And so she got to start with just a pickup truck and a trailer and learn how to back that and park it and do everything. And then when it was time for her to take the people on their trip with the kayaks, she was able to do it.
So she really, so you guys customed, you
know. We can.
And that's really great.
Yes.
That's great to know that you can do that for anybody in the community.
Right. If there's a specific need, then we can create an independent course that will just address that need for the person.
How fun is that?
Yeah.
So lots of things going on. And you said registration is open now.
It is open now. Absolutely.
Where do they register at?
They register online at yc.edu. Click on Become a Student. And then they would look for courses in commercial driver training.
Okay.
And be able to enroll in those classes.
And so you can go ahead and enroll, and if you're looking for financial aid, you can do that as well through the website?
Yes, on the click on financial aid, and they'll get you started on that, or you can drop in the NACOG office and see if start their application process.
And see what you can do there.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Carla Phillips, for being here today and letting us know all the different programs that you guys have going on for the spring semester. Hard to believe spring is already going to... You guys are enrolling for spring.
That's right.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
'Twas the month of December, a December to remember. At Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel, something big is coming. So magical and bright, making every family cheer with delight. Oh, to see the faces filled with glee as they skate on our ice rink or sit on Santa's knee. So bring the entire family. It's going to be so much fun. An amazing experience, second to none. See you this December, a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel.
Hi, this is Luke Gettle.
And I'm Dustin Gettle.
We're the sons of the Gettle brothers. My dad, Ted, always takes us shopping around the holidays.
Well, my dad, Adam, dresses up like Santa Claus and surprises us.
Yeah, well, it's no surprise Gettle's High Desert Mechanical has been keeping people comfortable during the holidays since 1987.
You know what this means now, Luke?
No, what?
We're working while our dads are getting ready for the holidays.
Oh, brother.
That's them.
Happy holidays from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, now offering plumbing repair and service. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. With the holiday season upon us, package delivery companies are going to be busy between now and Christmas. Steve Clausen reports it presents an opportunity for thieves.
Those packages left on doorsteps are an inviting target for porch pirates. Sergeant Maggie Cox with the Phoenix Police Department has some advice on how to safeguard your deliveries.
If you know you have a delivery coming, try to arrange it first when you're home, and if you can't, coordinate with your neighbor. Maybe if you know you have an alert that your package has been delivered, get your neighbor. Maybe they can come, grab it, hold on. To it.
Keep your eyes open for any suspicious activity in your neighborhood. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Former Prescott Valley Mayor Harvey Skoog is out of the hospital recovering from a stroke.
Skoog, who turned 80 last month, underwent tests, and his daughter, Sarah Skoog Hoffman, posted on Facebook her father would be undergoing surgery last Wednesday. Specialists determined a procedure wasn't necessary, and Skoog has no remaining symptoms from his stroke. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Partly sunny today, chilling after bedtime to a mostly cloudy 35. Then cloudy tomorrow, showers returning for one day Wednesday, and highs around 55 tomorrow, 49 Wednesday and Thursday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low around 38, a cloudy high tomorrow about 64. Wednesday and Thursday highs of 57, with showers Wednesday early afternoon and late evening. Sunshine returns Thursday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Chino Valley will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That sounds good!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right, not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Thanks for joining us today. We're back with our next guest, and I'm here with Catherine Anderson of Yavapai College. Hey, Catherine, how's it going?
It's going great. How about you, Lorette?
Good. So it must be that time of year that we're talking about. Every time you are known as the job fair queen.
Yes, that's me, job fair queen.
Absolutely. And you know what's so funny is we've already been getting phone calls and, you know, when's the next job fair? What's going on? Where's it going to be? So you're here today to kind of brief us and tell us what's going on.
Yes, I'm here to entice everybody. It is that time of year. Chino Valley Job Fair is going to be Friday, February 20th.
21st.
I'm just changing dates now.
February 21st is the job fair. Yes. And it's going to be held at
Chino Valley High School.
Perfect.
And it's going to be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Is there going to be that early bird?
Yes.
Ooh.
So the official hours are 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The early bird is 10:30 a.m. for our veterans, our job seekers with disabilities, and those we call our seasoned job seekers, which are our older job seekers.
Oh, wow. So, and right now, can businesses register?
Yes, right now is the time for all of our businesses out there to get online and register for the job fair. If you're a chamber member, the registration is $30, and that could be a chamber member to any chamber.
Right. It doesn't just have to be Chino Valley. You can be a chamber member in Prescott and looking higher. You can be Prescott Valley. Anywhere.
Right. We're chamber friendly.
Right.
And that's just a discount we want to offer to show our support for all the chambers in the area.
And just let people know what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
And if you, oh, sorry.
No. So I was just going to emphasize it's $30.
$30. If you're not a chamber member, it's $40. So just $10, not that much more. These rates go through December 30th.
Okay.
So you have the whole month. We just started December.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked that it is December already.
It is December, yes.
So you have a month.
1 month.
1 month.
To go ahead and sign up and get ready. So businesses out there, if you're looking for employees or if you know you're going to be hiring sometime coming up, this is a really great opportunity.
Yes. Because if you wait past December, which we know you're not going to, but for some reason, if it slips your mind and all of a sudden it's January 1st, and you're like, oh, no, what did I do? It's going to be $65. We don't want you to pay $65.
Right.
So, you know, pay your $30 or your $40 and register here in
And people
January,
really are I mean, out there looking December. For jobs. They're wanting jobs. So what a great opportunity to get in front of all those people. And really, and there'll be a chance for them to do interviews on spot.
Interviews on the spot. And we had over 200 job seekers attend this job fair last year.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity.
It really is. The Chino Valley Job Fair is kind of the kickoff, the launch mm-hmm. of all the job fairs. But last year, the attendance was really great. And it could be because it's like the first of them. So it's the giant kickoff, you know, to starting the job fair season. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
The job fair season. That's what I call it. You know, the job fair season. So it's a really great kickoff. So if you're a business out there and you're looking for people, wow, what a great opportunity this would be for you.
Yes. So either the $30 or $40, depending on whether or not you're a chamber member, you can get in front of 200 plus employees or job seekers. And then also with that fee, you get food.
Oh, yummy.
So, you know, we're good. We treat you good. We know you're going to be there for a few hours. It's, you know, through lunchtime. So we're going to take care of you. And then there's also the opportunity if you want to be a sponsor.
Wow.
That's $200 and you get food for four people and you can get a live remote with the radio station.
Perfect.
And we will ask sometimes the job seekers, well, we do ask, how did you hear about us? But we do have some that will say, I heard it on the radio.
Yep.
So I decided to drive by and see what's going on here.
Or the big banners around
town.
Big
banners. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So for a sponsorship is $200.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes a live remote for radio.
Yes.
Their name on the banner.
Your logo on the marketing materials.
Perfect.
A preferential spot. I got a little tongue-tied there.
Okay, yeah.
At the event, the live remote spot. Like I said, refreshments for four individuals. It's your opportunity to really shine your business.
I mean, $200, that's nothing.
No,
you know, that's a really great, you know, bang for your buck. A live remote is going to cost you, you know, just going on radio alone would cost you more than that.
Oh, exactly.
So, and that's just a great way to advertise. So if you're a big company or if you're a small company looking to do some hiring, this is a great opportunity for you.
It is a great opportunity. And as you said before, you can do interviews right there on the spot. We've had companies in the past that have not only done the interviews, they've brought their equipment in to do the background checks and their, I don't know what kind of drug tests, but however, they're doing them through their companies so that they're all set when they leave there. Not only have they made the hire or the offer, they know we can hire you right now. We're
right.
good to go.
Right.
So you can be,
you know,
all done.
It is great because, you know, as somebody that is looking for a job, it's a kind of a one-stop shop. You know, it's mm-hmm. like you can get there, get a chance to be in front of all these other people and really talk to them and get the job you want.
Exactly.
It's a way for you to interview them, and it's a way for companies to find the quality person they're looking for, too. Because mm-hmm. so often, you know, like the chamber was looking for somebody. We've posted and we're doing interviews and all that stuff. But, you know, knowing if we could have been a part of the job fair, you know, if we could have waited on that position, it would have been a really great opportunity because it is, they're right in front of you. And it's so different than when they submit a resume.
Oh, absolutely. And I know there was a couple companies at the last one we had, the one in Camp Verde, where they had already met with the people and had their resume. I shouldn't say met with them. They'd had their resumes.
Right.
They were already going through the process and said, hey, you know what? We're having a job fair. Why don't you go ahead and come in at the job fair and meet with us there? So they scheduled their interviews to actually take place at the job fair.
That's a really smart, great way of doing that.
And they hired those people.
Right on. Cause that's, I mean, it's so different just to receive a resume than it, you know, to see the actual person in front of you and to see, you know, their communication skills. Can they talk mm-hmm. to you? You know, all of those great qualities that, you know, everyone has. And sometimes, you know, they get buried in that resume.
Yes. Cause a resume, it tells a great story.
Right.
But sometimes people cannot express the story the right way.
Right.
Or you're going, oh, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's just, it's hard. You need the visual. You
exactly.
really do need the visual.
Right.
It represents the whole book. That's what I want. You know, the cover is now officially on there. You got the resumes, the story. Now let's have the book covers.
So all those businesses out there, you know, that are thinking of hiring or that have their big signs out there that says, you know, looking to hire. There's a lot of people that are looking for CDL. We just mm-hmm. talked about that with Dr. Carla Phillips. But there is a lot of people out there hiring. So, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to get in front of 200 plus people and really get your business known and let people know that you're hiring.
Yes. And we're going to have in January, before the job fair, we're going to have Arizona at Work. We'll be offering some classes out there for the job seekers with resume, interview skills, all those kind of classes. So when we get closer to those dates, we'll have more information available.
Right.
So just to let you companies know that that's going to be out there too for your job seekers as it gets closer to the job fair.
And what's really great is these companies, some of the bigger companies, you don't realize, like, well, you know, last year when I saw some of these bigger companies at the job fair, I didn't realize they were hiring for, you know, a clerk or for something, you know. Sometimes you just think like it's a trucking company. They're only going to hire for trucking people. And so it's a really great opportunity to get in front of a lot of people, like we said. And you just, I didn't realize that they also had those positions available. Yeah, I know that they would probably have a secretary or somebody like that in their position, but I didn't realize that that's what, you know, they had posted.
Right.
It was available.
And that's what we ask them too on the registration form is tell us what positions you're hiring for so we can include that on the website.
Absolutely.
And so people call us because, yes, we do get phone calls about the job fair and they ask us, do you know what people are hiring for? I'll even get people will email me and say, can you look at my resume? Do you know if there's companies hiring that will match my resume? And, you know, I really not the person that can answer that for them because I'm not the hiring companies.
Right.
But I can at least let them know who is hiring. Yes, there's these positions that will be available. And then I can always refer them to, like I said, Arizona at Work to say, hey, why don't you take a look at their resume and make sure that it's got all the I's dotted and T's crossed
exactly.
and looks sparkly and shining, and we want to get everybody hired.
Yep, and I know we're all in the holiday mode, and we're all thinking holiday, but it's a really great time, like you said, register now, sign up now, because after December 30th, the fees go up.
Yes, new year, new prices.
New year, new prices. So basically, right now, where do they go to register?
They can go to yc.edu/jobfair, and in the column on the right side of the page lists all the upcoming job fairs, and under the Chino Valley one, it has the link for the registration.
So you can register online for the Chino Valley Job Fair, and right now, if they register now, it's how much?
$30 if you're a chamber member, any chamber, and $40 if they're not a chamber member.
So perfect. And then after December 30th, prices go up?
Yes, $65.
So it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And same, the sponsorships, we need you to sponsor by the end of the year also.
Thank you so much, Catherine. So how do they get a hold of you if they want more information on the job
fair?
You
can call me at 776-2008.
Catherine Anderson with the Chino Valley Job Fair and other job fairs, and also with Yavapai College. Thanks so much for being here today, and thanks for letting everyone know about the upcoming job fair.
Thank you very much.
And the upcoming job fair is February 21st.
February 21st.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. With Christmas coming up, it's important to remember that our local businesses have everything you need as we enter the gift-giving season. We have great restaurants, art galleries, clothing, sporting goods, tools, toys, and more right here in Yavapai County. Get out, enjoy the lights, and shop and dine locally. And if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Merry Christmas from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. My guests today were Dr. Carla Phillips with Yavapai College. I had Rhonda Hollister with the Boys and Girls Club of Central Arizona on. And I also had Catherine Anderson with Yavapai College, Job Fair Queen. All right, here's the time where you take out those smartphones or your old-fashioned calendar, and we're looking at upcoming events. Tomorrow, December 3rd, we have Women in Business Holiday Mixer at El Paricio, a Mexican-Italian restaurant from 5 to 6:30. Bring a pink elephant gift. We'll also have on December 4th the Chamber Luncheon at Grace Baptist Church, 11:30 to 1. It's going to be our last luncheon for the new year. On December 7th, we have free photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus. All that we ask is that you bring a donation for the Chino Valley Animal Shelter. And this event is from 10 to 2 at the Chino Valley Community Center. So that's some upcoming events. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.